thinking about trust. Now, people who we trust, it may depend upon what we want them to do for us. That sort of thing. If you wanted someone to cook a nice meal for you, who would you trust to do that? Your parents, that's good. Right, mum and dad? Yes, that's good. That's even very impressive, right? And what happens if you wanted perhaps to have an injection? Who would you trust to do that? A doctor or a nurse? So what about if you wanted someone to lead you blindfold round here? Ian, do you think you could trust Mercedes to do that? Right, Mercedes, do you think you could do that? No? No? You sure? Can we have a go? Or would you prefer you to be blindfolded and Ian? Right, that would be better, would it? Okay, let's give it a go. So we have our blindfold. Right. But when you trust someone, you've got to believe that they're going to do the best for you. They're going to take care of you. They're going to make sure that you're not going to run into any problems or any dangers. Right. Okay. What? Okay. Right. Now, what do you think? Should I get Ian to hold your hand? That would be good. Okay, Ian. We'll take a hand. Right. You've got to find the right hand, first of all. Okay, so you'd like to lead her around. That's it. Now you've got to think, is there anything she can bump into? Right, so you've got to keep away from anything which is dangerous or sticking out. And Mercedes is trusting Ian, isn't she? That he's going to show her the right way to go. He's going to recognize if there's anything which might trip her up. And Mercedes has got to have confidence in Ian, because if she's worried and scared, that's no good, is it? And this is like our relationship with God. We've got to trust him, haven't we? He wants what is best for us. So we know, we may not know the way ahead. We can't see what's going to happen. We're worried about things. How is this going to work out? But God is there. He's taking care of us. He loves us. He wants the best for us. So we can, with confidence, with trust, with faithfulness, take hold of his hand and let him lead us through life. But to do that, we've got to keep in communication with him, haven't we? We've got to keep talking to him. If we just don't take any notice of him, if we don't spend time in prayer and in reading the Bible, then we're not in communication with God, and we won't know what he's telling us to do. So that's my message. Trust in God. Be in constant communication with him by prayer and Bible reading, and hold out your hand ready for God to take care of you. Thank you. Right, Mercedes. Well done. Well done, Ian. You can take it off now. Right. Was that all right? Was it a bit scary? No, that's good. Right. Thank you very much.